everybody, and welcome to beautiful Clover Park here in Port St. Lucie on this fine Sunday afternoon here for game number 21 in the final home game of a two-week stretch here where your St. Lucie Mets, the single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, are set to take on the visiting Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch set for 12:10 p.m. Eastern. Welcome you up into the broadcast booth, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you today. Adam, it's the last game of a 12-game homestand, but hey, it's been a fantastic week for the Mets, a great week overall, and they're looking to try and close it all out with another win today.
Yeah, in a way, it feels like we've been here 2 years, not 2 weeks, but it has been a great couple of weeks here at Clover Park. The Mets are 8-3 in this 12-game homestand, so they can have it's already been a great homestand, but they can really take it over the top today with another win.
And last night, a big part of the reason the Mets were able to win was Ramon Gomez, who threw 104 miles per hour, Adam. And when was the last time you were able to do something like that?
I've never seen that at Clover Park before. That was crazy. And of course, it went viral. It's 104.5 miles an hour to strike out the second batter of the game. It's one of the hardest pitches ever thrown on recorded history. Pretty cool that we were able to experience it, and glad that the fans out there were able to watch it as well.
And before the game, I was able to speak to St. Lucie Mets pitching coach Luis Alvarado about Gomez's start here last night and how he's been working into the Mets minor league system. Thank Luis for taking some time out of his day here to speak with us. Plate meeting underway here with the St. Lucie Mets. Manager Luis Rivera for St. Lucie. And Willie Harris for the Daytona Tortugas, your umpires for today's game. Nathaniel Rodriguez and behind home plate Bryce Bordeldyke. Both teams will have the challenge system available to them. Now let's take a quick look here around the Florida State League as we get set before today's matchup. Well, Mets still just one game back of the leading Palm Beach Cardinals at 13-7, St. Lucie at 12-8, Daytona at 9-11, four games back, Jupiter at 8-12, five games back in the East Division. Everybody wrapping up their series today at 12 o'clock, Palm Beach and Jupiter playing at 12:30. Everybody closing out their series here on this Sunday afternoon. Pitching matchup for today's game for the Daytona Tortugas, it is David Lordui, and for the Mets, it'll be Nate Dome, a rematch, Adam, from earlier this week.
Yeah, and it was a really well-pitched game on Tuesday, if you recall. It was 1-0 into the ninth inning, and Dewey didn't give up a run. Nate Dome only gave up one earned run, no walks, 7 strikeouts, so I'm not sure those guys will be pitching as deep into the game as they did on Monday, but except for the 11-2 Mets victory on Friday, all these games have been pretty low scoring and not a whole lot of offense. So with these two guys going again, I'd expect something similar on this Sunday afternoon.
The pitching has been a huge part of this series, and it's been a big part of the St. Lucie Mets' success over the last 2 weeks on this homestand. And right now, Nate Dome getting ready to lead the St. Lucie Mets out onto the field, wearing their orange alternate jerseys today, blue caps and white pants, and the Daytona Tortugas heading out of their dugout as well in their gray road uniforms, gray pants, and green caps. Moments away here from the national anthem, and for that, we will send it down to the field. National anthem complete, and we are that much closer to the start of this series finale on this Sunday afternoon. Starting pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, Nate Dome. He has improved every time he has been out for the St. Lucie Mets, holding a season ERA of 3.52. This will be his fifth appearance, 15 and one-thirds innings pitched, 19 total strikeouts. His last outing, he had his season-high 7 strikeouts, so looking to improve on that. And as for the lineup that he will face off against for the Daytona Tortugas, it looks like this. Kyle Henley will lead it off in center field. Carlos Sanchez batting second, playing third. Alfredo Duno, he is DHing today, batting fourth, fifth. Sammy Stafura playing short. And then Ismith Pineda in right field. Carter Graham at first base, and then rounding out the bottom of the order is Luis Reyes at second base, Ryan McChrystal catching for the Tortugas today, and Luis Leonis out in left field. And for the Mets defense, Adam will take you around the diamond.
Sure, let's start it on the infield. Jeremy Rodriguez will play hot corner, Trey Snyder at short, A.J. Ewing moving to the infield playing second base today, Vincent Prozo manning first in the outfield. Juan in left, Villavicencio gets the call in center. Jairo Cuevas is in right. The battery of Dome and Gutierrez. And let's not forget the DH. It's Ronnie Mauricio on a Major League rehab assignment. Ripped up his knee in winter ball back in 2023. Missed the 2024 season. Has slowly ramped up. He's going to DH and bat second today for St. Lucie.
That's one of the big stories out of today's game. Ronnie Mauricio in the lineup for St. Lucie. Had been rehabbing over in the Complex League over the last couple of weeks. Now with the St. Lucie Mets, DHing today. Throw down to second is complete. And we are set, ready to go here for first pitch. And Kyle Henley will lead it off for the Daytona Tortugas. Henley 0 for 3 in his last appearance. And Bryce Poteldyke has called for the first pitch, and here it is for Nate Dome. And it's lined into right field, down for a base hit. Cuevas plays it on a hop, and we are underway.
Well, Henley coming right out, swinging at the first pitch of fastball. Look, Daytona held the four hits yesterday. Tortugas have not been good on offense in this series. They actually took a full batting practice with the pitching machine today on the main field. And something you rarely ever see on a Sunday with the 12-10 game. So they're trying to find some sort of offense before they get out of town.
Here's Sanchez now. He's going to show bunt, but he'll push it foul into the Mets dugout. And it's an 0-1 count. Nate Dome, who has been excellent for the Mets to start the season, looking to respond here against a leadoff single from Daytona. 0-1 pitch. Bunt again. Popped up. Rodriguez has got it for out number one.
Well, for as good as that bat as Henley had, the one pitch jumping all over Dome, that was equally as poor. Not understanding that at all. He's the reigning FSL Player of the Week. Poor bunt the first time and tried it again and too easy.
He's been 351 coming into today's game, but tries to put the bunt down there, unsuccessful. So now with one out and a runner on first, here's Alfredo Duno, the DH today for the Tortugas. First pitch to him from Dome in there for a called strike. He's ahead 0-1.
Duno pinch hit last night as a tying run in the ninth, three-pitch strikeout against Hoss Brewer. He does have a home run in the series on Friday.
Dome's 0-1, check swing, and Duno able to make contact. A foul ball, so 0-2. Dome will come set. 0-2 pitch. And it's fouled off. Duno took a big cut there. And Dome over the last couple of games told me that he's starting to feel more like himself. He's gotten deeper into this season, more comfortable here in St. Lucie.
And we've seen an uptick in velocity, too. In the low 90s in the first game, and on Tuesday in the series opener up to 98.
0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and that is strike three. The first strikeout for Nate Dome. And that is out number two.
Beautiful curveball. Big 12-6 breaker. Nice pitch.
2-0 in the inning now. It'll be Sammy Sefura for the Tortugas trying to make something happening after their leadoff base hit. And there goes the runner. Pitch is high for a ball. Throw to second. Nowhere close, as it's an easy stolen base for Henley.
Yeah, that was one where Dome could have stepped off. I mean, Henley was running before Dome started his delivery. Too easy, and I'm surprised that it took Henley that long. As aggressive as he was swinging at the first pitch and singling, waited until there's two outs to pick his time to run.
Now on second base, he's running again. Check swing, throw down to third, not in time. And Rodriguez looks to be a little shaken up after trying to apply that tag.
Yeah, that is not a good sign. That's not what the Mets need. And I think Dome thought there might have been a little interference there on Sammy Sefura, but that did not look good at third base. Hopefully Jeremy can shake it off. Good to see that he's at least up, like, clutching part of his arm.
Clearly in some pain. Hopefully it's nothing too serious and something he can quickly shake off.
Left forearm, looks like. Wrist area, forearm area.
Trainer Giuliano Mangano out to check on him along with Mets manager Luis Rivera. And the Mets have been very fortunate when it comes to injuries. They have not dealt with any. And Giuliano has not had to come out of the dugout too often, but one here. They check on Rodriguez. And the count sits at 2-0 on the pitch that was a ball. It was a pretty good throw by Gutierrez. Tough to get Henley with his speed. Rodriguez right back to his spot over there at third base. So it looks like he's okay and will continue in this game. Some good news there for the Mets. And we're set to go now once more. 2-0 count here to Stafura. 2-0 pitch, cut on and missed. Don't be able to fire in a fastball for a strike at 93. Dumps 2-1, misses low, and the count moves to 3-1. Three balls and a strike with two outs here. Tortuga's trying to strike early. 3-1 pitch is taken for ball four, and that'll be a walk issued to Stafura, and it's runners on the corners with two outs. So as Stafura heads down to first base, that'll now bring up Smith Pineda. Right fielder for the Tortugas. Did play in last night's game, 0-for-1 in the one at bat that he did have. First pitch taken too low for a ball.
Yeah, he was a pinch hitter to start the ninth inning down two. Willie Harris put him into the game, put Alfredo Duno in the game. Emptying the bench there, trying to spark the offense. It just didn't happen for Daytona. It feels like this is a critical spot in the game, even though it's very early.
Pickoff attempt back to first. That bounces off of the runner at first, and coming home to score is Henley. Hits Stafura, and Perozzo couldn't find it, so Henley's able to get home to make this a 1-0 game.
Yeah, it's going to be an error on Dome. Bad pickoff throw, and that was, he just skiff-wrapped that. You got two outs. You got the runner at the plate, runner on third. Just made it too easy. As soon as that ball bounced, Henley walked home.
And now taking off, here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. No throw down to second. Again, Stafura, who took off well before Dome ever made his delivery.
And Dome, he knows it's on him, too. You can see the reaction, throwing his arms up in the air, just in frustration. Got to make an adjustment here going forward.
2-0 pitch. Foul tip for strike one. So Dome will try to have that short-term memory and make this adjustment here and keep this a 1-0 ball game. 2-1 pitch. Check swing in there for a strike.
That just goes to remind everybody, it's not just about, you know, throwing pitches. There's a lot going on for a pitcher, you know, holding base runners, making good pickoff throws, and if you don't do all of it, and what happened in this first inning, can you see what happened?
2-2, and a fly ball, this one into center field. Vicencio over to make the catch, and that is out number three of the inning. So the Tortugas able to score one. And the Mets trail will head down to the bottom of the first, where the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time in this month. Back now here as we get set for the bottom of the first. Mets trailing 1-0 into the Daytona Tortugas. Here's a look at the St. Lucie Mets lineup. Leading off, playing third base is Jeremy Rodriguez. And then DHing today, the big one, Ronnie Mauricio, starting his Major League Rehab assignment. A.J. Ewing back in the lineup today, playing second base, batting third. Everson Gutierrez batting fourth is the catcher. Jairo Cuevas in right, he will bat fifth. Trey Snyder at short, batting fifth. And then rounding out the bottom of the order, 6, 7, and 8, Kevin DeVincenzo at center, Vincent Perrozzo at first base, and Simone Juan in left field. Here's Rodriguez into the batter's box to face off against the Tortugas starting pitcher, David Lordy. And the first pitch in there for a strike, so Lordy ahead here of Rodriguez, 0-1. Dewey holding a 3 ERA on the season. A one pitch taken for a called strike.
And he dazzled on Tuesday in the opener. 4 shutout innings, just 1 hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts, and the 1 base runner against him. Daytona looking for a similar type outing.
0-2. And this is taken for a called strike. 3, an immediate challenge here from Rodriguez to the Mets. Using a challenge here early. Rodriguez trying to stay off the strikeout.
Like all three pitches are almost the same spot. That one way in the zone.
So an unfortunate start here for the Mets after the first run comes in on an error. And now Rodriguez loses a challenge here early. So the Mets down to 1 remaining for the game. Well, here is Ronnie Mauricio making his first appearance in St. Lucie on his Major League Rehab assignment.
And his first game ever for the St. Lucie Mets. Came through the system. Didn't pass through St. Lucie.
Take this first pitch here for a strike, and behind 0-1.
He would have been at St. Lucie Met in 2020 if the season occurred as the Mets were high A, but canceled due to COVID. Next season, St. Lucie dropped to low A, and he passed right on by. So you had Brett Beatty, Ronnie Mauricio, Mark Vientos, Jose Buto, all missed being a St. Lucie Met.
1-1 pitch cut on and missed by Mauricio, and he's behind 1-2.
He doesn't get to be on the Wall of Fame now. He made the major leagues, now in St. Lucie, it doesn't qualify.
Have to start in St. Lucie to get onto that Wall of Fame. 1-2 pitch missed inside, count even up at 2-2. It's one of my favorite things here at Clover Park is the road to New York down near the clubhouse. 2-2 pitch, ground ball right up the middle, and that's through for a base hit. Riso starts off his rehab assignment with a base hit. And the Mets will have a runner on first here with one out.
Yeah, stayed on it, hit it hard, right back up the middle. And he becomes the most recent major leaguer to get a hit for St. Lucie this year. We've already had Jeff McNeil and Francisco Alvarez hit safely in their games. We're moving on up.
Well, here is A.J. Ewing, who has been electric for the Mets to start this season, having a fantastic month in this season. Takes a first pitch too low for ball one.
And on one day after the Mets only had 3 hits on offense, glad to welcome back the top player offensively in the league. See if that can get the bats going again.
1-0 pitch. Ewing flies this one well foul and out of the ballpark. Count even up at 1-1. Ewing is betting 393 on the season. There goes Mauricio. Pitches outside for a ball. Throw to second. Too high. And that's a stolen base for Ronnie Mauricio. Showing off the speed.
He got a great read and a great jump. And good to see him stretching out those legs. Of course, coming back from the torn ACL. Reconstruction surgery on January 2nd, 2024. Then had to go under arthroscopic surgery to remove scar tissue last August, and he looked really healthy, speedy right there.
2-1 pitch to Ewing. Taken outside, it's 3-1.
And that's all part of the rehab process, too, to get in game action and test part of your body that caused you to miss time.
Dewey's set now for the 3-1 pitch. A look to second and a throw home. And Ewing flies this one into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Mauricio will head home. Ewing takes a turn. He'll stay there. It's an RBI base hit for A.J. Ewing, and the Mets have tied the game at one.
Right back into the lineup after an off day, and right back to work for Ewing. Stayed with it. 3-1 pitch. He knew he'd get something good to hit. Didn't try to kill it. Sent it right down there to left center. And for Mauricio, that was an easy jog around the bases. He knew he had home all the way.
And now that'll bring up Harrison Gutierrez. Ewing on first. Pitches high for a ball. Snap throw down to first base. Not in time. Ewing is back in safely.
Well, Mauricio was able to steal and got that good jump. Ewing might try his luck. He does lead the Florida State League in stolen bases with 13.
pitch, and this one is popped up high in the air. Sanchez ranges over from third base in foul territory. He'll make the catch. And that is out number two.
And we saw Gutierrez yesterday. There was a belt-high slider that he fouled straight back. This one in the same spot, basically middle-middle, and he just got a bit underneath it. If he ever can line those up, they are going to go a long way.
Well, something that the Mets really do like about Gutierrez is his power, which he has shown in moments before. Pickoff move back to first here again. A.J. Ewing in safely.
And as just 19 years old, as he progresses, gets more at-bats under his belt, continues to practice, though he'll straighten those out, and they will go a long way.
Jairo Cuevas at the plate here. Another pickoff move back to first. Ewing in safely again. That's the second disengagement of this at-bat. Cuevas also rehabbing, working his way back after dealing with an injury early in spring training. Ewing takes off, pitches low for a strike. It's throw down to second. Not in time. Ewing gets in safely just under the tag. Hopefully AJ's okay as he went in hard to second base.
That was an ugly-looking collision with Stafer, and AJ just laying there. We're holding our breath. He gets up. Stafer gave him a pat on the back. That was a solid jump, a really good throw by the catcher McChrystal. Did everything he could except actually get the out.
0-1 here to Cuevas. And he swings and misses on a changeup, and it's 0-2.
Meanwhile, we've had five stolen bases in this first inning between the two teams, so pitcher is definitely going to have to use those pickoff moves. Lodui expired his on AJ before he threw a pitch. Still couldn't keep him from stealing.
Do we look to second now? The 0-2. And that misses outside. Cuevas takes it for ball one.
Cuevas has been good in this rehab. 3-for-8. He's got a double, 3 walks.
One, two. And Cuevas a cut and a miss there, and that'll be out number three. He's down on strikes, but the Mets do tie the game after Mauricio able to lead things off with a single, and A.J. Ewing drives him home. It's all tied up at one. We'll head to the second here at Clover Park. Dome back out onto the mound in inning number two, looking to bounce back after a tough first inning to start the game. Only gave up one run, though, and the Mets' offense comes through for him and has made this a tie game.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a rematch of game one, which is dominated by Dome and Lordui, but now that the teams have had a week and they've already seen these pitchers, both managed to scratch across a run.
Swing and a miss here by Graham, who leads it off for Daytona.
I think both pitchers will tell you they definitely need to do a better job controlling the run game as this their starts move on.
0-1 pitch is in the dirt. Even up the count at 1-1.
And three stolen bases against Dome, two against Lordui. Let's see if the adjustment occurs for either guy.
Dome's 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And Graham behind 1-2.
That run against Dome, by the way, unearned. It always fascinated me that they create another category when a pitcher makes the error, the run is unearned against him.
1-2 pitch, and that one missed too low. And it is the always.
It is his
funny
error
it's his
that
error.
Results in it, but he doesn't get dinged for it.
Two pitch, and it's fouled off. Graham just getting a piece of it. Now, this is also the first time that we've had a run scored in the first inning by either team in this entire series. You have to go back to game five against the Tarpons. We had a run scored in the first inning.
First innings have been quick this week. It's been a pitching-dominated series, and with the exception of the Mets breaking out for 11 runs on 15 hits, a lot of that late on Friday, pitchers have had their way.
Payoff from Dome in there for a called strike three, immediate challenge by Graham, and he is so confident that this is a ball he is already headed down to first base.
I think he's going to be right.
And he is correct.
It's like for the first time in 3 days, a good use of the challenge system.
So it's a walk here to Carter Graham to lead off the second inning. That'll bring Luis Reyes to the plate, and we'll see how Dome is able to deal with a base runner here in the second inning. Up around the first base, takes off, ground ball, this one right to Snyder. He'll fire to first, Perozzo can't reel it in. Now Perozzo running back to first base, and they've got Reyes in a rundown, they'll tag him out.
And a terrible base running by Reyes, and a good ricochet for Perozzo. Went right off the wall, by the photographer as well, kicked right back to him.
And meanwhile, Graham did advance to third base, but the Mets do get an out on Reyes after he tried to advance to second base. It is an error on Snyder on the throw.
And what a great heads-up play by Perozzo. He got that ball immediately, ran, didn't stop, didn't pause. He watched Carter as well. Carter Grant, make sure he didn't come home.
First pitch here into McChrystal inside, ball one.
Sometimes you get those guys hung up between first and second, a rundown, and that runner at third just kind of sneaks his way down the line. But Perozzo, aggressive, made sure he got the out quickly.
1-0 pitch, too far inside. Count moved to 2-0. And that's a big out. Mets are able to grab that instead of having two runners on with no outs. Instead, you just have one runner on with an out in the inning. Pitch, swing and a miss. Don't be able to get the first strike here on McChrystal. Two balls and a strike. Dome will come set. And the pitch on the way. Fouled off. Just getting a piece of it was McChrystal. Count evens up to 2-2. The Mets defense is playing somewhat in, not as far as you might see them normally, but not all the way back either. 2-2 pitch. That's in the dirt. Count will run full. Dome has just had a little bit of trouble today finding that consistency and hitting the strike zone. He's worked himself into some tough counts. And now here, set for a payoff pitch. On its way. And it's a line drive right up the middle. Base hit. And the Tortugas will take a 2-1 lead on the RBI base hit for McChrystal.
And he tried to bury a fastball down in the zone, but McChrystal, good swing. Shot that right into center to bring home the run. Leadoff walk comes back to bite.
And now that'll bring up Luis Leonis for the Tortugas. He was 1-for-4 in last night's game. I think 250 on the season. Pitch in, swung on and missed. 0-1 now to Leonis.
Big cut by Leonis, who's spent basically all series trying to bunt his way on. Rodriguez is now backing up at third. I would not put it past him to try to bunt on despite being 0-1.
Starts to crawl back in here slowly. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Leonis behind 0-2. Now Rodriguez can back up.
I still wouldn't totally buy it. He's going to be late, that late on a fastball. Might be worth trying to punt. Two strikes.
0-2 pitch. And that's too far inside. Don't try to get Leonis to chase on that one. He did not. McChrystal has stayed put at first base for now. 1-2 pitch. Just misses high in a challenge here from Gutierrez. He thinks this is strike three, trying to get a big strikeout for his pitcher.
Remember, the Mets are down to one, so you really want to be sure this early in the game.
And it is strike three, so Gutierrez with a big challenge win for the Mets. That is now out number two.
Well, Bryce Boldyke, our home plate umpire today, I thought he's had a good strike zone this series when he's been back there, but that's now two overturned calls that have been, you know, right in the middle of the strike zone. Not in the middle, but full ball in. So that just ups the ante for these teams to use the challenges correctly if they think that the umpire is going to be off the mark like that.
Back to the top of the lineup here, Henley at the plate. And he takes a first pitch slider for a strike.
See, that one worries me a little bit. I think it's going to be won by Gutierrez, but close.
So another challenge here. Mets so far 1-for-2.
Yeah.
And he is correct.
He is. That you are living dangerously.
Yeah, about a quarter of the ball in the zone.
It's fans getting on the blue now down there. It's four challenges and three correct challenges. We're only in the top of the second inning.
A 1 pitch. And it's fouled straight back. Dome ahead here, 0-2. Oh, but you're right, Adam. With the way this has been going, you really want to use those challenges wisely. You do not want to end out of challenges early in this game in a potential critical situation later in the late innings. 0-2 pitch. There goes McChrystal. It's fouled back.
Yeah, and even though Gutierrez, he bought strike one there on the first pitch, but I would not really do that again if I was any Met. I would try to save that last challenge for what could be a ball four as a batter, strike three if you're trying to get a strikeout for your pitcher.
Oh, 2. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Dome will end the inning on a big strikeout. So the Tortugas do score one, but that is all they will score on the RBI base hit by McChrystal. Meanwhile, he's stranded at first. We head to the bottom of the second here with the Mets trailing by one. Back down here for the bottom of the second inning. Mets trailing by one. Looking to respond just like they did in the first. Tree Snider at the plate for St. Lucie. And he took a first pitch slider way down in the dirt. It's 1-0. Now this pitch taken inside. Lordui back out on the mound here for Daytona. And that one just falls in there for a strike. Counts evened up at 1-1. Snider watches another one go by, and he's inside, so it's 2-1. To one pitch, and Snider lines this one into right field, but will not fall fast enough as Pineda able to race in and make the catch.
And we have a nice breeze today, blowing from left field to right field across to left. Might help keep that ball in the air a little bit longer.
And that'll now bring up Kevin Vivasencio, who is having an excellent start to the 2025 season, both in Brooklyn and here in St. Lucie. He's batting .448.
Batting .533 this series alone.
Takes this first pitch inside.
I'm sure the Tortugas will be happy to put him in the rearview mirror when they leave here today.
Constantly picking up multi-hit games. A 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-for-3 in last night's contest.
The way he's going, Mets only had 3 hits yesterday, so you figured that he would have at least one of them. Earlier in this series, Mets had 4 hits in a game. He had 2.
1-1 pitch, fly ball into left field. Leonis takes a couple of steps to his right. He's underneath it, and he will make the catch for out number 2. Quickly 2 up, 2 down here for St. Lucie, and that'll bring Vincent Perozzo to the plate.
And Lordui's retired all 4 Mets he's faced since the Ewing RBI single. And I think his mistake there was falling behind to AJ 3-1. He's done a fairly good job since then of trying to get ahead of hitters.
And so a first pitch comes in and hits Perozzo right in on the shoulder as he leaned away from it. Perozzo's still down in the batter's box. Hopefully he's okay. And again, trainer Juliano Mangano out to check on Perozzo.
A couple of Mets already dinged up. Rodriguez on the slide at third base was okay, and Perozzo hit up high on that shoulder.
Never what you want to see, especially on a Sunday afternoon late in this series. Mets have already secured a win in this series. Of course, looking to try and close it out on a positive note, and a couple of guys getting dinged up. Fastball at 92 miles an hour, in on the shoulder. Never feels good. Perozzo are now standing, which is a good sign. And we'll see if he's okay enough to stay in the game. Either way, it'll be a 2-out base runner for St. Lucie. Looking to try and tie this game back up, trailing by 1. This seemed to be potentially a shoulder issue for Perozzo.
I imagine he'll stay in the game, and unfortunately for him today, he's at first base. He's not going to be beat up back there catching. So I'm sure he's not pleased about being hit way up there, and with the aggressiveness on the bases in this game today, 2 outs, nobody on. Let's see if he tries to get himself in the scoring position, sneak in there.
We'll certainly keep an eye on him. He stands on first base after that hit by pitch, and Simone Juan is at the plate trying to look and help move over Perozzo. First pitch to Juan, swung on and missed, and it gets away, and that's called a foul ball.
Yeah, it looked like he got a piece of it. Well, Simone Juan, it's been a slow start after we reported was a good spring training, but starting to slowly come around. He's doubled in consecutive games.
Well, and now an issue here for Perozzo with his cleat. Trying to fix one of the laces.
took a long time to get down to first base. Dewey had to stall and stall, and now Dewey's got to stall again.
Perrozzo all set now, and we're good to go once more. Dewey is set, and the 0-1 pitch fouled straight back. One behind, 0-2. One here behind, 0-2. Pitch on the way, and it is fouled off down the third base side.
Now he's hobbled.
Everybody getting a little dinged up. We're getting a piece of that one, and he's going to take his time out, try and shake this one off. Back in now, though, and set to go behind 0-2. Two pitch, and that's a called strike three and a challenge here from Simone Juan. The Mets already down to their potential last challenge. And we just talked about how you want to use these wisely on trying to save himself from a strikeout. This one is going to be close. It's a strike. So the Mets are out of challenges here in the second inning, and that will end the inning, just clipping the zone, not by much. But it is a strikeout. So the Mets now trailing by one. We'll head to the third here at Clover Park. Back now here in Port St. Lucie for game number six of this six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Daytona Tortugas. Uh-oh, there's Kenny walking around the mayor of Clover Park.
Once again, not doing anything.
Nate Doan back out here for the Mets. And Sanchez will lead off for the Tortugas. You have to wait. The door is not closed over there in the Mets bullpen.
He's up to no good down there, that Kenny, that mayor of Clover Park.
First pitch is inside, and it's 1-0. Dome trying to put up a scoreless inning here. Tortugas have scored one in each of them. 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count moves to 2-0. But both of those runs currently unearned against Dome with the errors coming into play.
Yeah, so there was some subjectivity on the decision between earned and unearned the last inning from official scorer Bill, which is allowed in baseball. Explain that momentarily.
2-0 pitch, misses low, 3-0.
So McChrystal went first to third on the error, and he's already up to second on the ground ball to Snyder, and then he went to third on the error. So if you recreate the inning, he should have stopped at second, and then that hit by McChrystal, would it have scored him from second? That's kind of up the official score to decide. Bill said no, so that helpful for Dome.
Now here is a leadoff walk for the second time. And Sanchez is down on first.
Interesting that Vincent Perozzo out of the game.
And we have a new first baseman. It is Trace Wilhoit.
He took that fastball, 92 miles an hour, right on the top. It's like his trap.
Pitch inside. And it's 1-0 now to Duno. And Perozzo was able to stay in and go down to first base, at least for the moment. But now after the end of that inning, they decide to take him out of the game, and Wilhoit takes over.
So the leadoff man has reached in all three innings against Dome, which just doesn't have his A game today. Now it's about finding ways to get through it without anything unraveling. And it should be noted that last pitch that he threw for ball one was in the strike zone. But the Mets, there's no recourse now. They've blown through their challenges on a day where it looks like the umpire might not have a zone that they like. Live with it now.
Dome set here, 1-0 pitch. And that is taken for a strike. So one does get in there. Duno watching all the way. One count. Sanchez over at first base. And this pitch is grounded foul. Juan will retrieve this ball, get it to the Mets bullpen, and we'll be set to go. Dome ahead here against Duno, 1-2. Dome set, and the pitch on the way. And it's a swing and a miss for strike three. Dome with a big strikeout here in the third inning for out number one.
Oh, we've had a visitor. We were just talking about you down below saying it looked like you had nothing to do. That wasn't an invite to come up here and bother us.
He's back, Kenny, the mayor of Clover Park here. Oh, look at this. You can see him in the bottom left of your screen right here. As Dome gets set here for the first pitch, it's flown into right field against Tafura. Racing in is Cuevas, sliding, and he makes the catch for the out. What a play by Johairo Cuevas. Ball that was landing in foul territory. He's able to get there in time on a nice sliding catch. And that is a big out number two. And we'll bring Pineda to the plate. So Kenny has been asking us multiple times throughout this inning while we're trying to broadcast here. What did you call it?
A chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey,
keep
yes.
Playing that sound drop over the PA system in the stadium to get the kids riled up.
It's from the Minecraft movie. The Minecraft movie. Pitch fouled
There's
off
There's a movie
here.
Called Minecraft. You don't watch TV.
It's not TV.
It's not made for There's you, a, that's right, for sure.
Let's break the. I can't believe we're breaking this down right now.
We've already broken it down one time this year as well.
Here, there is a movie. There's a game called Minecraft, and they made a movie about it. And in the movie, there's a clip where they say, did you say baseball team? There's a game. Pickoff move back to first.
A video game,
and
a
it's
computer
0-1.
Game. It's a computer game. They made a movie
and
out
they made
of it.
It into a movie.
And there's a scene where Jack Black, the star, says chicken jockey, and everybody in the theater goes crazy throwing popcorns. They have live chickens.
Everybody loves it.
It's a joke. It's a brain rot thing. And the kids love it.
0-1 pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-2 to Pineda.
It's part of engaging the young fans we have here. Little League Day. You see how excited the fans are when
they love it.
When they heard it. We are off the rails.
Dome is set here. 0-2 to Pineda. Sanchez takes off the pitch down low, and the throw to second, not in time. And an appeal did not go around.
Umpire there, Nathaniel Rodriguez, had to hold up on the check swing call, then make the call at the base, then come back to the check swing.
So Sanchez stolen base here with two outs. It's now a 1-2 count to Pineda. This one fouled hard down the right field line, and it is foul. Count moves to 1-2. If you're wondering here in the broadcast booth, Kenny is still trying to figure out what this is all about. No, I'm not giving you my headset. Dome is set. Look to second, now the 1-2. Pitch fouled straight back, and that just to the right of the broadcast booth. Did that one go back in the sound room again?
No, it kicked back to the crowd.
Kicked back. Yeah, souvenir for a young fan there. See the young audience, they get to hear Chicken Jockey, gets a baseball. A great day at the ballpark.
We have locks on these doors, you know that, Jake, right?
We might need to start using that. 1-2 pitch, ground ball, shallow on the infield, racing in, picking it up, throwing to first, and it is in time for the out. Nice job by A.J. Ewing, who was able to get to that ball in time and pick up the out. That'll end the inning, and we will now head to the fourth. At the bottom of the third here at Clover Park. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the third inning. Or Dewey back out on the mound here for Daytona. Jeremy Rodriguez will lead it off for St. Lucie.
Hurricane Kenny, Typhoon Kenny has exited the booth, thank goodness.
He is back down.
What a whirlwind.
I apologize to our viewers.
Great viewers, subjected to that.
Pitches down low, 1-0 here to Rodriguez.
Well, now they know what I'm subjected to when I go golfing with them on Monday. He got me this golf ball. He bought me this golf ball for my birthday, a 12-pack of Pro V1s, top golf ball in the sport, and it's got his face on it, and it says, "You're a disaster," and I have to put it just face up and look at that every time I hit a ball.
2-0 pitch to Rodriguez, gets over for a strike, count moves to 2-1.
Well, this is what we deal with on a daily basis.
He has definitely gotten out of control at this point. 2-1. It's a called strike. Count is evened up at 2-2.
At this point.
Well, I normally tolerate Kenny's shenanigans because it mostly bothers you. And he's been good for it. But he's been up here now, I think this is the third time. 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it off. But while I'm trying to broadcast and just talking away.
As you're trying to take us to break, wrapping up the Ewing nice play, he's literally bashing you on the shoulder. Turn around so he can show you this golf ball.
Which I've seen before, by the way. Rodriguez lines this one in the left field, but it's going to hook too far foul.
You could lock the door, but we have a nice breeze. It's hot up here. There's no AC, so we need the airway.
I think I need to have a conversation with Sharon, who normally runs the elevator, and tell her that Kenny is not allowed up here anymore. Another foul ball from Rodriguez. Although he'll just start taking the stairs at that point.
He will. He runs the show, so there's really nothing we can do about it. It's a nice kick save there by JJ. Be a long way for Pineda, the right fielder, to go get that ball if he got by.
Rodriguez takes this one, and that is ball three. Dewey thought he had a strikeout.
He would have. It was in the zone.
No challenge, though, and the Tortugas do have two left.
See if Rodriguez can get away with it, then.
Payoff pitch. Rodriguez again into left field, but again foul.
I can't wait for the day that Jeremy Rodriguez just turns on one and hits it down the first base line. He might get inside the park home run if they have the wrong right fielder in the game, because there is so much room.
Everybody
Pineda in the line
playing over to that left-hand side. Payoff once more. This one's too low, and that is ball four. So Jeremy Rodriguez able to not only have a long at-bat, but draw the walk.
Yep, Daytona could have challenged, won a strike three. A couple of pitches later, he goes down to first. And the Mets active on the bases today. See if he decides to take off.
And now here is Ryan Mauricio, who is one for one already with a strong base hit up the middle. Second at bat here on his rehab assignment. Takes this pitch just below the knees for a ball, but a challenge here from the Tortugas.
He's one on the first pitch of the at-bat, but not a potential strike three.
I think this one's going to be close.
I think he might have won it.
He did, and let's see by how much. Just by the hair of his chin, chin, chin. Just gets in there for a strike call against Mauricio.
Last time Mauricio played in a single-A game, Columbia Fireflies, 2019.
Columbia Fireflies. 0-1 pitch. And that is taken low.
Yeah, that used to be the Mets single-A affiliate. The guys would go from Columbia to St. Lucie.
We have another challenge here.
What is going on?
On another pitch that is extremely close in a very similar spot. It's a strike again. All of a sudden, the Tortugas two for two on their challenges, and again, just touching the strike zone.
With as many challenges we've had today, personally, I hope they lose a couple quickly. I mean, we're done with it. We need to move this thing along here.
So all of a sudden, it's 0-2 now to Mauricio. After two straight balls that were called, this pitch is definitely inside, and it's 1-2.
Mauricio, that 2019 season, played 116 games for Columbia. Didn't get the late season promotion to St. Lucie.
1-2 pitch. Rizzo takes this one for ball two, at least for the moment. No challenges this time. Count now even at 2-2. Dewey is set and the pitch. Rodriguez takes off. It's a swing and a miss. Now the throw down to second is in time. A strike him out, throw him out for the Daytona Tortugas. And just like that, this inning has changed.
Crystal's showing a really strong arm back there. So I know the Mets had a couple of successful steals in the first inning, but that might put the clamps on the running game for a while.
This pitch inside at the feet of A.J. Ewing, and it's ball one. And Ewing one for one with the RBI single back in the first inning. Nobody on base for him this time around. 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled off.
Well, that first pitch by Lord Dewey made AJ, you know, jump out of the way. Right now, with as good as he's been, it's going to take a pitcher to try to knock him off the mark, make him a little uncomfortable to try to slow him down. But AJ right back in there doing his thing.
AJ Ewing, a line drive in a right field. It's a base hit, and he is aboard safely once again. Back-to-back singles. And AJ Ewing, that one 100 miles an hour off the bat. And he has just been fantastic here in 2025. Multi-base hit game for him. But now, Diverson Gutierrez will try and drive him home here with two outs. AJ with some good speed so he can get one into a gap. Gutierrez, ground ball, this one right to Stafford. He'll flip over to second in time, and that will end the inning. Mets still trailing by one. We'll head to the fourth here at Clover Park. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the fourth inning, and that means this time on this Sunday afternoon, Adam will take over on the play-by-play for the middle innings.
Oh, my turn?
It's okay. Your turn.
Okay. That is a 2-1 Daytona lead. As we enter the middle stages, Nate Dome back out for the fourth inning to face off against Carter Graham, who we walked to start the second. Daytona's put the leadoff man on in all three innings so far, so I'm trying to turn that around. There was ball one outside. Last inning, he was able to work around it, but not in innings one and two. Graham did come around to score. Unearned run. It's made two errors today. One on Dome on an errant pickoff throw that brought in a run, and then ground ball to Trey Snyder. 2-0 pitches popped up into center field. Via Vicencio tracing back, makes the catch. Taking a shot, 2-0. Just flutters one for the out. Now Reyes reached on aforementioned error on Snyder. Then overran first and was tagged out. Back up. First pitch, fastball low. Mets enter today's action 12-8. Got to go back to late 2022, last time the Mets were that far over 500. Daytona 9-11. For the first time this year, we have a little separation in the East Division. The slider swung on and missed. You have Palm Beach, best record in the league, 13-7. One game up on the Mets, who have the second best record in the league. And then Daytona's four back, Jupiter five. St. Lucie in. Palm Beach enjoying good weeks, both teams leading their series 4-1.
Well, and that series right now against Palm Beach, which will start next week for the Mets, shaping up to be a big one.
Yeah, it's been quite a bit, quite a while. You have to go back to the 2022 playoffs, the last time there was a series that felt like it meant something in the standings, something on the line. 2-2 pitches outside. It's still early. I mean, we're game 21 out of 66 in the first half today, so not quite even a third of the way there.
It's never too early to get excited.
A 3-2 pitch, and it's hammered foul by Reyes. But you go back to 2022, the Mets were so good in the first half, and they were 40-19 at one point. It was a runaway. So, you know, none of those series felt like they meant something. It was a blowout basically from the get-go. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off again, and that one's going to put Reyes on his back. Ouch. Well, he lays there and rolls over.
Well, and now again, this time for the Tortugas, they are dealing with some players getting banged up.
And it's Sunday not so fun day right now. We had Rodriguez being slid into. It looked like he might have injured his forearm, able to stay in the game. Peroza was hit by a pitch, came out of the game. Reyes now fouls one off himself, and he's down. Had Simon Juan, I think, foul the ball off his foot. Sometimes it just comes in bunches. Yeah, but back to, you know, this upcoming series with Palm Beach. Today, after today's game, the Mets are going to be tied for first, one game back, two games back. Well, that's the scenario heading down to that series. And it's only a three-game series. It's a real oddity that we're going down to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First 3 days will be against Palm Beach, the last three against Jupiter. Those two teams share stadiums. So it'll be a brief series, but a fairly important one. And that's the last couple years, you know, right out of the way, gates in the first half, second half, out of contention. But they're going to play pretty meaningful games next week. It looks like he might need some help getting up. I don't know if he's going to be able to stay in the game. I would know.
Now, manager Willie Harris did point towards the dugout and made a motion, I believe, to say get somebody to get warmed up.
That was a direct shot. So Reyes, tough break for him. Hopefully he'll be okay. Work that out in the trainer's room. And we will have Iverson Espinoza pinch hitting this full count. So both teams have lost a starting position player today. Reyes, the second baseman for Daytona, and Peroza, the first baseman for the Mets. Meanwhile, Dome, he's had to wait some time here, so he will be allowed a warm-up pitch. Just one. And Espinoza, he gets a timeout. Might as well use it ahead of the 3-2 pitch.
You're likely only going to see one pitch in this at-bat, so use it now. Get yourself ready.
The 3-2, it's foul back, so he will see a second pitch.
See a second one.
And taking a look at the replay of that foul ball off of Reyes' leg, I mean, he opened that front side up and exposed that left knee, drilled it right off of it. That's painful to watch. Espinoza with the drive into left, but it's going to hook foul. Short as well. Not that short. Had the distance. He's come ready to swing the bat. That's what you'd like to see if you're the Tortugas coaching staff. Bench player ready.
Fouls off the first pitch he sees and then drives one into left field. That was nearly a home run.
Domes 3-2 again. And he gets the swing and a miss. So Espinoza chases in the dirt. He was swinging the whole way. A strikeout. Two up, two down, and Dome has quietly retired five straight since walking Sanchez to start last inning. And that's how his day is going to end. Maybe this would be a shorter start for Nate after being the series opener. He will finish at 3 2/3, two runs, neither earned. Lowers his ERA. He winds up with five strikeouts. We'll take a break, come back with a new pitcher. Mets down by one. Christian Rodriguez about as fresh an arm as the Mets have out of that bullpen. He has not appeared this week. Go back to the Tampa series on the 18th. Pitched an inning, hit three runs. Tough outing for him. Looking for the last out here of the fourth. Daytona leading 2-1. It's Ryan McChrystal. RBI single in the second, the difference right now. Took another look at that at bat by McChrystal last inning. It was a really good swing on a good pitch. He's had a good day considering he's already won a couple of challenges, hosed a runner. He flies this one into center for Villavicencio, who caught the first out of the inning, and he catches the third out. So the Tortugas go down in order, sends this game to the middle of the fourth. Daytona leads by one. David Lordewey's at seven innings, one run in this series against the Mets. He'll be winding down his time on the mound this series. He'll face Cuevas, Snyder, and Villavicencio. Cuevas struck out swinging in the first. Lordewey's first pitch is a fastball inside corner. For Nate Doan, 3 2/3, two hits, two runs, neither earned. He walked three, struck out five through 67 pitches. Cuevas soars one foul. Dome didn't have his best stuff out of the gate, but got better, improved, competed, all things you want to see from your starting pitcher. And he was the first one to greet all the defenders and his sub, Rodriguez, as they left the field. So good teammate to do that. Cuevas looks at ball two. And ball three.
Good patient eye here by Cuevas to work himself here to a full count.
Lordewey's payoff pitch. Cuevas gets out of the way for ball four. Overthrowing fastball. So Cuevas down to first is the tying run. Bring up Trey Snyder, who switched to number 20. Ryan Mauricio, the major leaguer, claims the number 10, major league number.
Well, that's now the fifth leadoff base runner we've had in this game. Second one for the Mets.
Snyder takes a strike. Yeah, Jake talked about it between innings. This game, even though it's a low-scoring game, 2-1, it's dragging, no question. We've had some blazing fast games here this week. This is not one of them. Snyder bloops one into shallow right. Here comes Pineda. Right fielder makes the squeeze. They're out number one. Yeah, let's go through time of games this week, shall we? Yeah, you go back to game one of the series. It was extra innings. 2 hours, 23 minutes. And 10 innings, pretty good. Next day, the day game, 2 hours, 34 minutes. Daytona won 5-4 on Thursday. Had to play the bottom of the ninth. That made it 2 hours, 39 minutes. Fastest game of the season on Friday, 2:21. Yesterday's game, 2 hours, 30 minutes on the dot. Been going for an hour and 14 minutes now. One out, one on, bottom four. Pacing for well over 3 hours. Some walks, a couple errors. Had some players dinged up. The game's had to pause a few moments. Mid-inning pitching change. Well, Viva Sencio hammers one deep left field, but this one's going to tuck. Foul. Well, Viva Sencio didn't buy it was going to be close because he never left the box. That was closer to the pole than I think anybody realized.
And then that ball way up in the air, just kind of kept on carrying and just a little bit too far foul. And luckily did get far enough left to where there was no play to be made for Leonis.
It's a long strike. And ball three. So Dewey trying to shake it out. Some movement out there beyond the left field wall. We see a ball being thrown in the Tortugas bullpen. Mystery man. Viva Sencio pops one up, heading back. McChrystal looking for room. McChrystal runs into the net. It's into the seats. That guy's now got a story to tell. Little League crew that came out today. A lot of Little Leaguers here at Clover Park on a Sunday. All in for free by wearing their jerseys. 3-2 pitch. Cuevas is running. It's a ground ball. Nearly hits Cuevas. Goes out to second. The throw is there by Espinoza for out number two. Espinoza took over for Reyes, injured as he fell off his leg.
The steal attempt by Cuevas works out for the Mets. That was a potentially big double play ball that Tortugas could have had, but with Cuevas on the move, able to prevent that.
Willie Harris coming out of the Tortugas dugout, so it looks like Urduiz going to go the same amount of innings this series and today as his counterpart, Nate Doan. 3 2/3. Will be a new pitcher to face Trace Wilhoit with the tying run on second, or maybe not. We have not seen the signal yet. Harris let him go for one more. Well, the gate's open. Reliever's coming in, and that is it. So we do have a pitching change back after this. Machuca, his second appearance of the series, fired 3 no-hit innings on Tuesday behind Lord Dewey. Faced Will Hoyt, 24-year-old who 2019 pitched in the Mexican League. Older for this level. Throws strike 1 at 91. Well, Will Hoyt yesterday powered the Mets offense with the 3-run homer. Nobody out in the second inning. That would be the last Mets hit of the night. They made it stand up. A 4-2 victory. That pitch runs inside. 1-1.
Will Hoyt has shown some good power and has a really nice swing when he gets it off. I'd like a little more consistency here to start the season.
Slider gets in for a strike, 1-2.
And in a big spot here with 2 outs and a runner on second, a base hit can drive in that tying run. A lot of talent on this St. Lucie Mets roster.
One-two pitch, cut on and fouled straight back at 93. Cuevas at second base as the tying run. Will Hoyt rolls one up the middle. Espinoza gets rid of it. And in time. For a moment, it looked like that ball might hit the bag and take the bounce the Mets needed, but it did not. Cuevas stranded, and the Mets remain down 2-1 after 4 innings. Turns out that Christian Rodriguez, just the bridge pitcher to Eli Ankeny, is going to continue his minor league rehab assignment coming back from Tommy John. He's been with St. Lucie since the start and has pitched well. A bunt and a good one. Ankeny rushing towards it, but nobody's home. Now, Will Hoyt, if he just hung tough at first base, they would have got him out. And Ankeny did a really nice job getting to that ball, but he was not going to win the foot race with the speedy Leonis. Bunt single to start the fifth, and that means that Daytona's put the leadoff man on in now 4 of the 5 innings.
And that was a really good bunt put down there by the Tortugas. And a really nice job by Ankeny to get over there in time.
Well, it's no surprise that Leona's tried to bunt. It is a surprise that he tried the drag bunt. He had been going to third base. And now a push bunt. And this one's going to go to Will Hoyt, and Ankeny's late covering. And the Mets defense sleepy here in the fifth inning. Well, this first time it was Will Hoyt not staying home, and this time it was Anthony not getting to first base. Well, they just can't quite put it together. If they did, it'd be two pitches, two outs, potentially. It's got to be frustrating. Be on high alert for Carlos Sanchez. Put down a terrible bunt. It's the second batter of the game, a pop-up. He's going to try it. Did he go? And oh, wow. Leonis has taken third as Rodriguez came in, and nobody was back there. A stolen base. I mean, Daytona putting on a clinic right now, and the Mets defense, oh, they got to wake up real fast.
And all of a sudden now you have runners on the corners with no outs, all thanks to bunts and a stolen base.
Oh, what a heads-up play by Leona. Saw Rodriguez coming in on the bunt. Nobody back there at third. And Rodriguez knows that third baseman, you have to retreat quickly. Big opportunity here for the Tortugas. They come out here this morning and they put on batting practice, main fields, the pitching machine, something that I don't know if I have one hand, I can count how many times I've seen it. And now they have a rundown going. The throw up to second to get Henley. Not going to be in time. Throw back is not in time to get Espinoza, or rather Leonis. And it's another stolen base. Henley goes up to second. The Mets defense just can't play fast enough.
Oh, and you really thought there for a moment that they were going to be able to get Leonis, who was heading towards second base, but.
Yeah, they had Henley dead to rights. He never stopped. Boyd's throw up to second. The tag, not quick enough. Ankeny gets in a strike. It's 2-2 on Sanchez. He could use a strikeout now. This is game number 4 of his rehab. It's been bringing him along slowly. His first appearance this week. First appearance since the 17th. 2-2 pitches hit into center. Villavicencio racing in. Will have to peel off. It's down for a single. Coming to the plate and scoring is Leonis. Up to second goes Sanchez on the throw home. And it's now 3-1.
RBI, runner advances second on the throw.
Villavicencio, he not going to get that runner at home plate. It's got to cut that off. Make a better throw from center. Well, Daytona's just putting on an absolute clinic, and for the Mets staff, this has to be an absolute maddening inning. So it's second and third again. And Henley wasn't going to score on that play and wait to see if that ball would fall.
It's certainly frustrating for the Mets when you have a one-run game coming into the inning, and all of a sudden after a couple of bunts, stolen bases, and now a base hit, it's starting to fall apart.
I just can't remember a sequence like this where just so many plays in a row, just the wrong play. When it rains, it pours. And swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 on Duno. What are the odds? Misplayed two bunts in a row, misplayed the pickoff, misplayed the throw in from center field. And swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. And give credit to Daytona. And putting the pedal to the metal here. And they're making the right moves. Duno 0-2, two strikeouts, struggling with the breaking ball in this game. But this time it's the fastball that gets him. Ankeny badly needed a strikeout. Let's see if that settles things down. Now that doesn't bring in a run. Bruno's going to be up against it. Trying to avoid the golden sombrero later in this contest. Stafura 0-1. The infield will draw in. for a bunt and a flyout. And he hits a big bouncer up the middle, cut off. Here comes the throw by Snyder to the plate, and it's missed and dropped by Gutierrez. As the runner comes in, Henley scores to make it 4-1. I think this was the right play by Snyder. He had a chance. That's why you draw the infield in. And just that's not the best throw. Tough for the catcher. It was going to be bang, bang. Could have taken guaranteed out at first. Just add it to the list of things that just have not gone right this inning. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Run scoring play. RBI forced to Furrah. Fielder's choice with no outs resulting on the play. And this is going to be a mound visit from Luis Alvarado to try to settle things down. The entire infield's going to come in, and this is a regrouping situation.
I certainly initially thought that on that throw by Snyder, it was going to be a great one, and they were going to get the out at home. But tough play for Gutierrez. Couldn't squeeze onto it. And again, just little things that keep spiraling against the Mets here in this inning. And you come into it as just a one-run deficit. Now they're down by three and still runners on the corners with just one out.
Yeah, you know, it was, even though the infield was in, it was going to be a bang-bang play given Henley's speed coming down the line from third. And it really needed to be a perfect throw by Snyder. And just he needed another basically foot higher. But if he throws it too high, Henley's foot's in, so it really needed to be perfect. I understand that taking the shot there, trying to stop the bleeding. This didn't work out. Upon second thought, get the out at first. There's a strike to Pineda. If you're getting the out at first, then what was the point in the infield then anyways? These kind of real-time decisions are tough to make. Ball fouled back, and it's nothing in two. So Daytona has opened up a 4-1 lead here. Daytona's biggest lead this week was 5-1, entering the ninth inning of their lone win on Thursday. Let's cut that down to one before eventually falling. Runner goes. The pitch is fouled off. That was a great jump by Stafura. Anthony thought he had a runner picked off earlier, only to see him reach safely. So
it's the third stolen base in this inning for the Tortugas. Oh, I had to go back.
Yeah, the foul ball.
Just kidding.
It was going to be, and Ankeny will throw over. The foul ball, the only reason that is not stolen base. For as sour as this inning has turned, still a chance to get out of it with only two runs allowed. And a lot of game left. Changeup misses. And for Ankeny, he's not pitched poorly at all. I mean, two bunt singles, a flare single, no hard contact. Runner goes, pitch is grounded high to third, it goes foul.
This is starting to become one of those long innings, too, on a Sunday with the sun out, and you really want to try and get through it as quickly as possible.
Fly into left center. Vicencio rounding towards it, makes the catch. Plenty deep enough to bring home Sanchez. He will tag and score to make it 5-1. Three runs for the Daytona Tortugas here in the fifth inning. This one manufactured off the bat of Pineda. Sack fly.
The run comes in, but I think the Mets will certainly take that out the way this inning is gone and give up another run just to try and get out of this inning and regroup after this.
That leaves Tafura on first base with two down. Carter Graham is up. Walk in to fly out for him. For a shorter lead now. And Graham, first pitch swinging, flies one right side. Cuevas near the line. Reaches back and makes the play. Called a foul. But it's an out, and that inning ends rather quickly after the buzzsaw start by Daytona's bunting. They scored three. Now lead 5-1 at the halfway point. Well, Jake, as we try to put a bow on that top of the fifth inning, I don't know if you're putting a bow on it, but trying to wrap our heads around it. Just it was an inning where there were no hard hit balls, no errors, no walks. Daytona scores three runs, just a tough one for St. Lucie to swallow with those 50-50 plays. There was no 50-50 about them. They all went Daytona's way.
They did. And just, one thing after another. And that was the toughest part is they were so quick together, everything just kind of spiraled on them.
I mean, I'm looking at 7 batters came to the plate, and realistically, that should have been 7 outs. And maybe the Sanchez dunk single into center. And yeah, you essentially asked Eli Ankeny to get 6 outs in one inning, and how good a pitcher is, that's tough to do without giving up some runs. Let's see if the Mets can regroup and find some offense. It's been a strange offensive week here at Clover Park as Juan waits on a 3-0 from Machuca, and he's going to take a strike. He's got no challenges left.
One of the best ways to get this team's confidence back is going to be through offense.
Yeah, that pitch was a full ball out of the strike zone too, so that's where the Mets would have liked to had one left. Now it's a full count. Crystal becomes the latest player to get whacked. Looks like he's going to come out of it better than some of the others.
At this point in this game, it's almost a given. You're going to get banged up if you're in here.
Just get to the finish line healthy, everybody, please, both sides. Yeah, that's outside of that 11-run, 15-hit outburst on Thursday, the bats haven't been that hot this week. Some timely hits, for sure. 3-2 pitch to Juan, and he will strike out. Fastball at 96. That challenge could have turned ball strike one into ball four, maybe started a rally instead. It's a strikeout to start. For Daytona, certainly you can feel that momentum on your side on this Sunday. Really been aggressive at the plate. You want Machuca to come right at these hitters. And here's Rodriguez, and he takes strike one. Rodriguez, a strikeout and a walk today, and caught stealing. Fastball outside and high. Rodriguez flares one into left, freezing Leonis momentarily. Makes the grab. A couple of quick outs. Machuca's retired all three he's faced since entering the game for Lord Dewey. Lord Dewey went 3 2/3, 3 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. 64 pitches. He and Dome really similar pitching lines. The second time this week. Ronnie Mauricio, the DH today, gets his third at-bat in this rehab assignment. Takes a slider for ball one. Mauricio a single and a run in the first. Tested the knee. Stolen base. Struck out in the third inning. Swinging. Mauricio lets a fastball pass. It's 2-0. Mauricio in 2023 made his major league debut with the Mets. Played 26 games at the end of the season. 4 doubles and a couple of home runs. 2-0 pitch. Low strike. Well, he had spent all of 2022 in Binghamton and then spent 116 games in Syracuse in 2023 before wondering when was he finally going to get up there. He made a positive impression once he did. City Field. 2-1 pitches inside. We have a challenge by McChrystal. Daytona perfect 3-for-3 today. McChrystal, 2 successful challenges of his own as the catcher. Can he make it 3-for-3 individually? He can. Daytona's been right all 4 times.
Well, and the other part of that, not only has been right every time, but all those challenges just on the edge of the strike zone by mere centimeters. I mean, this is impressive stuff on the challenge department.
Well, Daytona's got to use it now. They're going home next week. They don't have this at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Mauricio floats one. Foul battle reach the seats. Yeah, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, old-timey ballpark, not a spring training facility. And Mauricio lost the bat there. He might need some spray. But an old-timey facility, a real throwback, real minor league ballpark. Does not have the bells and whistles of a Grapefruit League spring training ballpark. So they do have the pitch clock in Daytona, and that's about where it stops. And they got the pie slice, too. But we will not have ABS system. It'll be the umpires calling their own balls and strikes all series long. 2-2 pitch on Mauricio. And he golfs one high in the sky, shallow left. Here comes Leonis to make the grab. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Machuca. Sends us to the sixth. Daytona has a 5-1 lead at Clover Park. defensive changes for the Mets. We welcome back old friend Franklin Gomez, who pitched all last year with St. Lucie. Didn't break camp with the team this year. Some guys in front of him. Just 19 years old, a strike-throwing lefty. We liked him a lot last year. Fierce competitor. Not a hard thrower. Mets wanted to work on adding some velocity before they brought him back to St. Lucie. Let's see if he can have an uptick. We also have a new third baseman, Jonathan Henriquez. As Gomez fires 92. And he was mainly, you know, the 87 to 89 range with St. Lucie last year, but competitive through strikes, which, of course, I always like to see. That's fouled away. But Henriquez now the third baseman. Keep an eye on Jeremy Rodriguez at that play where he took the brunt of a slide in the first inning, stayed in the game.
Yeah, the way this game has gone, I think Mets playing this better safe than sorry. Everybody's getting dinged up and just get them some rest instead of being out there in that hot sun.
2-1 pitch to Espinoza. He's in the game because Luis Reyes fouled the ball off his knee and came out. And then inherit that full count and struck out. Gomez the 3-1. It's a bye at 92. So good to see that velocity right there from the 19-year-old from Venezuela. 23 games with St. Lucie last year, 16 of those as a starter. Struck out 83 in 82 innings. Fastball at 94. That'd be the hardest we've seen him throw, Jake, in his time with the St. Lucie Mets. You're going to be a part of this staff. You got to bring the heat, right? Like what we've seen this week.
It seems like that is the goal. We had a couple of guys, 104, 101, high 90s.
Payoff pitch struck him out at 94 miles per hour. Welcome back, Franklin Gomez. Fans, Iverson Espinoza for the first out of the sixth. Gomez last year, 4.28 ERA, very respectable. The record, 3-9, but that's not as huge a deal as it was back in the old days. Ryan McChrystal up now. He's had a whale of a game catching. It's an RBI single hitting. Fastball just off at 93. Eli Ankeny, one inning, three hits, three runs, no walks, and a strikeout. So pitched better than that line indicates. Foul back, and it's 2-1.
Well, the stats don't always tell you the whole story. I ran into some big trouble there off the bunts and a couple of mistakes defensively for the Mets. Things just kind of ran away on them.
Six balls put in play, all soft contact. 2-1 pitch wrapped in for a strike at 93. Struck him out on the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Franklin Gomez. And look, Franklin Gomez, probably a player who feels like he has something to prove. He finished last year in St. Lucie. And has to start in the complex side. One of the first callovers. We know how loaded up this pitching staff is as that ball flutters over Gomez's head. Snyder, tough play, won't be able to make it. This should be a base hit for the speedster Leonis. And it is. Now, once that cleared the tower there, nobody's going to make that play. Wrong base runner to have to try to retire. So Leonis is on first. Gomez will have to keep an eye on him. He's already stolen a base today. Back to the top in Henley. Henrique is at third base, ready for a potential bunt single, or bunt attempt. Fastball swung through and missed. Gomez, he started 2023 in the Dominican Summer League, and he wound up pitching for St. Lucie on the very last day of the season. He was the first pitcher ever to do that, to be in the DSL at the start, and then make it all the way to St. Lucie the same year. Now, St. Lucie for many, many years was a high A team. But still, just 18 years old at the time. Very impressive feat. 0-2 pitch, runner goes. It's high, throw down to second by Gutierrez. The tag maybe on the foot, no. Ewing thought he got the ball on the foot and the tag down, but apparently not. Here it is again. A little close. A tough angle for Rodriguez to see.
You know, the one drawback to having just two umpires in the Florida State League, and they often are in tough positions.
1-2 pitch, struck him out. Fastball at 94. So Franklin Gomez, he returns to St. Lucie with improved velocity and uses that to strike out three batters here in the sixth inning, stranding a runner in scoring position. Had a live mic there, and you just said Adam's fault. So, what fault am I under now? You know, I want to say
no comment.
Something happening down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium that we should not speak out loud.
No, it was not that.
There is something happening at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium right now between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. I should not mention. Jake says, "Don't say it." Don't want to.
It's too late now. You already said it, and I've ruined it.
Oh no! Well, there's a perfect game going on.
You said it again now.
Well, you said I already said it. We're not there, though, as Ewing fouls one away to the left. Yeah, Jupiter, by the way, if you would have told asked which team was throwing the perfect game, you'd say, oh, it's definitely Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. No, it is Jupiter.
Palm Beach, best offense in the Florida State League, and can't find a base runner today, apparently.
With the Mets trailing right now, there's a little bit of a silver lining that they would be able to stay a game back, assuming that score holds.
Yeah, but we don't need a perfect game down there. We just need Jupiter to find a way to beat Palm Beach. And if that happens, at worst, the Mets will be one back, possibly tied if they can come back here. Both Jupiter and Daytona have had rough weeks trying to salvage Sunday. Ewing behind 0-2. He dig himself out of it and have a three-hit game. Singled home run in the first. He singled in the third, and that was right after there was a caught stealing when it was 2-1. The Crystal didn't hose Rodriguez. AJ gets a hit, and this game would have been tied, and who knows what it would be right now. 1-2 from Machuca. And Ewing goes the other way. It's going to hang up for Leonis. And finally got him out. By the way, Machuca, he's looking basically like he did on Tuesday, which is perfect. He did walk one on Tuesday, but that was the only base runner in three innings. And he's now retired. Everybody's faced here. Five guys. Including the toughest out of all.
Credit where credit is due. Daytona has pitched a really excellent all series long for the most part. They've been really good in today's game as well.
If you are Machuca and the Tortugas, this you want to see this. A 24-year-old who has prior experience in the Mexican League, you want that guy to come in and dominate. so far this season he has. Gutierrez 0 for 2. It's on the 1-0. And it's in there for a strike. Time called. Well, this is how crazy. Oh, I blew it. It's now it's gone. It's gone from a perfect game to a no-hitter. Oh no.
Sorry. Oh, now you said that one too.
A little graphic went from pink, which is perfect game, to yellow, which is no-hitter for Jupiter. 1-1 pitch, and a bouncer. So this is how crazy baseball is. So Jupiter has a game this year. They throw 2 shutouts in 3 games at Clover Park against a pretty good Mets offense. The next series, the first day, they walk 22 batters, which is a record for minor league baseball. And now, 2-1 pitch to Gutierrez is fouled back. Brennan, look out, Brennan! The broadcaster for Daytona right in his booth.
Heads
it didn't
up.
Come out. Is he okay in there?
Somebody get a check in.
He's all right. He's saying, don't throw it in our booth. Do not come in our booth. And don't go in the iHome booth either, where we have the big camera. He was out of his chair there. The kids below him want him to throw the ball. It's a long drop. Screamer. 3-2 to come into Gutierrez. And he sends one forward. And high in the sky, on the infield. Shortstop, 2 hands, DeFura has out too. But back to the Jupiter pitching chaos. So, yeah, they throw the shutouts. They have all the walks. Then this week they lose 2 nights ago 16-2. Lose last night 9-0. And now they have a no-hitter going in the 7th inning. Yeah, 25 runs
baseball.
In 2 games. And now they look like one of the best pitching teams in minor league baseball.
It just goes to show you never know what you're going to get when you show up to the ballpark. Anything can happen, especially in these long seasons. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
We have a major league rehabber today pitching 3 innings. That transaction. Ryan Weathers, and there'll be rehab assignment for Miami. 3 perfect innings with 6 shutouts. So that'd be a helpful rehab appearance, wouldn't it? Cuevas in a 1-2 count. Strike out and walk for Yohairo today. One-two, and it's a swing and a miss on the fastball at 95. So Machuca continues his good work. 7 batters faced, 7 batters retired. We played 6. Daytona leads St. Lucie 5-1. back at Clover Park. Jake, I gave you a taste of your own medicine. You handed me the game, the play-by-play with the Mets down 2-1. I hand it back to you with the Mets now down 5-1.
So. You find a way to throw it back at. I thought this is my opportunity. I could say, oh, Adam, I gave you a one-run game. You gave it back 5-1. But no, you had to find a way to get it back at me.
I sure did.
Pitch in there. Misses high for ball one here to start inning number 7.
What's with our middle three innings this week? I think it's the third time where the middle three inning broadcaster didn't call a hit for the Mets.
There's one in there for a strikeout. It would have been 1-1. Well, maybe it's just the middle three innings and not the broadcaster's fault.
It's always the broadcaster's fault.
1-1 from Gomez. Ooh, look out. Comes right inside on Sanchez. Spun out of the way. Looks like he's okay. Two balls and a strike. By the way, we got an update from Tortuga's broadcaster, Brennan. He came over and talked with us and said that
he's alive.
He is. 2-1 pitch. This is. It was off his hand, he says, and out the booth and into the parking lot.
He's as crazy as you are trying to make a play. That was a screamer.
3-1 pitch from Gomez, too far outside, and that is ball 4. So another leadoff base runner for the Tortugas.
5 out of 7 innings. Tough to live that way. Good recipe for scoring some runs for Daytona.
So Sanchez draws the walk, and now Duno at the plate for Daytona. I had my arm out, and I was ready to try and make a play, but it was in the other booth.
So it went off his hand, out the back door, and then over wall into the parking lot.
This pitch here taken too low, and Gomez again misses the strike zone on that one.
And all the little leaguers beneath the booth wanted the ball, and he said, I don't have one to give you. You know, in Daytona, the press box sits right on top of the net in front of home plate. They got a net that extends up, so you'll never get a foul ball there. It's great. You'll learn.
Gomez the 1-0. It's taken low. 2 balls and no strikes. Well, I still go back to this, Adam. When I first got here, you told me, be ready for a lot of tarp poles, rainouts, and foul balls into the booth. We have not had, knock on wood, a single foul ball into this broadcast booth since I've been here.
Or rainout.
2-0 pitch, and that one is swung on, just getting a piece of it, but a foul ball. Strike, and the count moves to 2-1 now.
Well, in this booth, it's got to be a right-handed batter. And when I saw Daytona's roster, they got a lot of righties up.
2-1, taking for ball 3. Gomez falling behind here to Duno.
And we've had one in the booth to the left of us, one to the right of us this week. And I've been on my guard. You should be too.
Oh, I'm ready. Gomez's 3-1 pitch, and it's fouled straight back right over the top of our booth this time.
That's fine. Remember, it's protect computers first, and then your head second.
And how do you do that? By catching the ball.
I've made that mistake before. Missed, and it hit a computer, trying to make the catch.
3-2, pitches to the backstop, and easily into second base. Off the walk is Sanchez. So now runners on first and second for back-to-back walks.
Yeah, walks really not an issue for Franklin Gomez last year. This guy pitched a contact, got it over the plate. But, he was throwing really hard in the sixth inning with the 3 strikeouts and maybe some of the adrenaline starting to wear down. Let's see if he can ramp it back up, because he has to find a way to keep this score where it is. Mets offense not doing much right now. Already down 4 runs, getting late. We saw that the Mets are able to come back from this deficit, this exact deficit, 5-1. They put the timer on second in the 9th. So try to hang in there the best you can, but this starts getting 6-7-1. That might be too tall of a task for the offense today.
And in a tough spot here with 2 runners on and no outs. Gomez will have some work to do to try and hold this at a 4-run deficit. Now Now visit is over. Now Goma is set to face off against DeFora. First pitch to him, ground ball, but foul. And Henriquez, who's in at third base for Rodriguez, quickly over there, but pulled his glove back to make sure that that one did go foul. One from Gomez. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. So after the mound visit, two straight strikes from Franklin Gomez. A chance here to pick up the first out of the inning. O-2 pitch in there for a called strike three, and Gomez with a huge strikeout against the Tortugas to get out number one of the inning.
Struggling to find that fastball location, so with the slider right there, very nice pitch.
Stafura down on strikes, and now it'll be Pineda. For two so far today. And he takes a first pitch fastball in for a strike. One fouled off, and again Gomez ahead 0-2. Franklin Gomez trying to pick up another big out after walking the first two batters of the inning. Go to pitch, misses high. Tried to get Pineda to chase on a high fastball. He did not. And a 1-2 pitch. Misses too far low and inside, so that'll even up the count at 2-2. Two pitch misses too high, and now Gomez, after getting ahead 0-2, has fallen into a full count. Full count, one out, two runners on here in this 5-1 ball game. Payoff pitch inside, ball four, and that'll be a walk to load the bases here. All three base runners reaching on walks. That'll bring Carter Graham to the plate, trying to really open up this game for Daytona. First pitch is fouled off. Graham just got a piece of it. And Gomez, who came into the game and picked up three strikeouts in the sixth inning. Just the one base hit to Leonis. Went into a little bit of trouble with the walks. A one pitch, and it's a fly ball into left field. It's caught by Cuevas, tagging from third and in to score is Sanchez, and that'll make it a 6-1 game. So the sacrifice fly drives in the run. And now that'll bring Espinoza to the plate. Runners on the corners. First pitch misses too low for a ball. fly ball by Espinoza into right field. Cuevas ranges back, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So only one run comes in after three walks here in the seventh. It's stretch time at Clover Park. The Mets trailing by five. Pitcher into the game here for the Daytona Tortugas is Dominic Scheffler, who takes over for Machuca, who had a solid 2 1/3 innings pitched. No hits, no earned runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. Scheffler in will now face off against Trey Snyder. Snyder takes the first pitch he sees from Scheffler high for ball one. And the Mets looking for some offense have been held quiet ever since that first inning. Snyder is swinging a miss here. Evens up the count at 1-1. Have to go back to the fourth inning, the last time the Mets had a base runner. 1-1 is taken too tall. Snyder ahead in the count here, 2-1. And the last base hit from the Mets was all the way in the third inning by A.J. Ewing. To one pitch inside, and that will bring the count to 3-1 on Snyder. Scheffler will come set and deliver the 3-1 pitch. Snyder, big chopping ground ball. It's fielded by Scheffler. He'll fire to first, way too high, over into right field, and now Snyder takes off for second, and he is in standing. So an error here on Scheffler throwing as Snyder advances to second base, and a little bit of luck that goes the Mets' way. And now that'll bring Kevin Vivasencio to the plate for St. Lucie with a runner in scoring position and no outs in the seventh. Long way to go for the Mets, down five runs, but it all starts with one. And a chance here to try and swing some of the momentum back into the Mets' favor. First pitch too high as Crystal had to pop out of his stance to catch that one. Vivasencio 0 for 2, looking for his first hit of the ball game. 1-0 pitch, and that misses inside. 2-0 now to Villavicencio. Jeffler set, 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Villavicencio took a big cut there, and it's 2-1. Mets trying to slowly climb their way back into this game. Two and one, Villavicencio cut on and missed, and now count is even at 2-2. Scheffler with a couple of solid two pitches. And is that the two strikes on Villavicencio? Look to second, and now the throw home. Villavicencio, hard ground ball. This one right to Espinoza. He'll throw to first. That's in time. With a first out of the inning, Snyder does advance to third base. And with Snyder now on third, it's going to be Trace Wilhoit. Next up for St. Lucie. Wilhoit 0 for 1 so far. Hit by a pitch back in the second inning. And he takes the first pitch. He sees breaking ball that misses too low. Scheffler from the stretch, 1-0. And a hard ground ball up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Wilhoit able to drive in Snyder to make this a 6-2 game. RBI base hit for Trace Wilhoit. And the Mets have their first run of the game since the first inning. And that'll bring up Simone Juan now. Looking to try and continue the rally. First pitch inside. Juan takes it for ball one. And the Mets have put up some crooked numbers before in a single inning. Don't have to do it all here in the seventh, but closer you can make this to make it a much more competitive eighth and ninth innings. It'll go a long way for the Mets. Pitch, and this is taken for ball three. So Juan, in a very friendly hitter's count. Scheffler's 3-0 pitch, big cut and a miss. Juan with the green light tried to take a big hack. And instead here moves the count now to 3-1. One pitch, hard ground ball, and Sanchez can't hold on to it. It rolls all the way into left field, and a base hit for Simone Juan. His first of the game, and now the Mets with runners on first and second and one out. Trying to make a comeback here in this game. And it'll be Yonatan Henriquez next up. That will warrant a mound visit here from the Tortugas pitching coach. After Scheffler comes into this game, gives up a single to Snyder, who advanced the second on the throwing error. Got the ground out from Villavicencio, but two straight singles after that. And the Mets have made this a four-run game with two runners on and one out.
On deck.
So Mets with an opportunity knocking right now. Is it over? Hudson Henriquez trying to cash in. Came into the game here for Jeremy Rodriguez. So his first at bat. And the first pitch here into Henriquez is taken for a strike. Scheffler set, looked to second, 0-1. Fired right in there for a strike, so after the mound visit, two quick strikes here against Henriquez. And this is in there for a called strike three, an 0-2 breaking ball in. And Henriquez is down on strikes. Out number two of the game. And now Marco Vargas is in to pinch hit for Ronnie Mauricio. So his first rehab appearance is done. Just about expected when they first rehab game. Usually go about seven innings. And here in the bottom of the seventh, Marco Vargas will pinch hit. Scheffler now set with two outs, fires in a fastball that catches the top of the zone. 1-0 to Marco, who holds a .395 batting average. One-oh pitch, and that's taken for strike two. Vargas behind here. Scheffler set, a look to second, and deals, and Vargas fouls this one off. Marco trying to come through with a big base hit, driving another run for the Mets, who have made this a four-run game thanks to the RBI base hit from Trace Wilhoit. Pitch, and that is taken just high. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch from Scheffler. And Vargas flies this one into right field. Racing back is Pineda. It's over his head. Vargas on his way to second. One run in to score. And here comes the throw to the plate, it's not in time. As Simone Juan is in to score, it's a bases clearing double for Marco Vargas. Just what the doctor ordered, Marco Vargas with a nice line drive into deep left right field. And he gets two more on the board for the Mets. That'll make it a 6-4 ball game on the two runs in. And now A.J. Ewing at the plate, trying to drive Vargas home. Takes this one for ball one. Flies one into left field. Heading back is Leonis. Just in front of the track. He's going to make the catch for out number three. So that'll end the inning. But the Mets are able to put three runs on the board and tighten this one up. They trail by two as we head to the eighth here at Clover Park. New pitcher in here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Hunter Hodges. He will take over for Franklin Gomez. Gomez, two innings pitched, one hit, one run, three walks, and four strikeouts. And now Hunter Hodges will look to try and hold us at a two-run deficit for the Mets. Holds a 1.08 ERA on the season. The Crystal at the plate for Daytona. First pitch fouled off down towards the first base side. And Hodges ahead 0-1. Hodges 0-1 pitch. Comes too far inside and counts even up at 1-1. Now the Mets with some life in the seventh on the offensive side of the ball and now trying to get a quick inning here against the Tortugas to try and carry over that momentum and get right back to the plate. Two balls and a strike now to McChrystal. Just set in the pitch, inside at the feet, and that'll run the count to 3-1. It's been one of the issues for the Mets pitching staff today. It's been the walks. It's gotten to them into a little bit of trouble. 3-1, and a swing and a miss. Count will run full. Four ball game. Mets have made this a tight one. Hodges payoff pitch. Check swing, and it is ball four. So a walk to start the inning against McChrystal. And yet another inning where Daytona has gotten the leadoff runner. It is their 6-1 of the game. In eight innings. And a lot of them have come on walks. Leonis, he's going to show bunt. Pitches too far outside. He pulls it back, and it's ball one. Leonis already with a bunt single back in the fifth inning. He's trying to be aware of it. Now shows the punt again. This time puts it down, racing over as Hodges, and he can't make the flip to Wilhoit. Tried to scoop it with his glove, and the ball never was secure. You'll see right here, Hodges thought he had it. He didn't. So it's a base hit, another bunt single for Leonis, and now Daytona with two runners on and no outs after the Mets had made this a two-run ball game. Pickoff move back to second base, but in safely is McChrystal. A pretty healthy lead over at second. Not a bad idea from Hodges to check in. First pitch to Henley, and he cuts and misses on a slider low and away. Hodges here ahead 0-1. Look to second, and he'll fire home. Pitches down in the dirt. Henley showed bunt for a moment, but pulled it back. That's even at 1-1. If you remember, Henley was the second Tortuga to reach on a bunt single back in that faithful fifth inning. That was a big difference maker in this game. One pitch. Here's the shown bunt again. This one fouled straight back. That'll make it two strikes. So less likely for Henley to try for another bunt. Enrique is still playing a little bit closer. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Hodges with a big strikeout for the first out of the inning. And now that'll bring up Sanchez next year for Daytona with one out in the inning and two runners on. It's just one for two. Had a weird series in and out of the lineup, dealing with slight injury. First pitch to him is outside and ball one. Sanchez one for two. Draw two walks in this game. Pickoff move back to second base, and that's off the glove of Snyder. It rolls all the way into the outfield and advancing to third base is Mick Crystal. And that is another throwing error on the pitcher. And also getting up to second was Leonis. And that throw just too far back to the left. Snyder had to reach across his body to try and get it. And it went right off of his glove. So now two runners in scoring position with one out, making this a more difficult task for Hodges to try and get a zero on the board. Now let's take a look. We've had four errors in this game. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. And we get up the count of 1-1. I believe that is the third error on a pitcher. This pitch misses too low. Count moved to 2-1. Two-one pitch too far inside. Count moved to 3-1 now. Do have first base open, but certainly do not want to prolong this inning any longer and create a bases loaded opportunity for the Tortugas. 3-1 line drive in a left field and racing back, but he's going to watch that one off the top of the wall and gone. I know, a little bit of confusion now. It did not get out of the ballpark. Here's the throw home and in safely. It's a bases clearing two-run double. But Sanchez thinks this was a home run. I thought that one had just gotten off the top of the wall. But umpires said no. So as it stands right now, it's a bases clearing double. And out to talk about it is the Tortugas manager, Willie Harris. Take a look at it one more time. Just off the top. And it bounced back into the play. Umpires now discussing it to see if this will be a three-run home run or a double for Sanchez. And they are going to say no, that it was not a home run. But it still stands as a bases-clearing double for Sanchez. Driving in those two runs, and that has made it a 8-4 ball game. And now a mound visit here from pitching coach Luis Alvarado. After a tough eighth inning, Mets, who scored three in the seventh to make it a two-run ball game, and give up two here in the eighth. And things have gotten interesting, by the way, in the Palm Beach-Jupiter game. It's the top of the ninth, Jupiter leading 1-3, but Palm Beach currently has the bases loaded with one out. Something to keep an eye on for the Mets. They currently sit one game back of the Palm Beach Cardinals and trying to keep pace with them. Trailing in their game here and hoping Palm Beach cannot complete their own comeback. Back now, ready to go at Clover Park. Duno is the batter for Daytona. And the first pitch swung too far, and that is strike one. One, cut and a miss. Hodges ahead 0-2 after the mound visit. Duno now set back into the batters. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and this one's going to be stopped by a diving Snyder. Gets up, throws to first in time. Great play from Trey Snyder to get the out. Much needed for the Mets. Meanwhile, Sanchez does advance down to third base. A very nice play made. Two in the way in the inning now with Stafora. Next up, he takes the first pitch he sees away for ball one. One 0 pitch, too far on a check swing. The count's even up at 1-1. Called strike here on a breaking ball. Count moves to 1-2. Two outs with a runner on third. 1-2 pitch, and this one is fouled off. Even up the count at 2-2. So Hodges one pitch away from ending the bleeding in this inning. Once again, trailing by four. One, two, it's a tapper, but this is going to go foul. Hodges will come set after the foul ball, and the 1-2 on its way. Swing in the dirt, that's strike three. Gutierrez will fire down to first, and that will complete the strikeout and end the inning. Daytona does score two runs on the bases clearing double from Sanchez. And the Mets trail by four as we head to the bottom of the eighth here at Clover Park. Back now at Clover Park with the Mets trailing by four here as we get set to start the bottom of the eighth. They'll be led off by Gutierrez. Mets looking to try and claw their way back into this game. Here's a line drive into center field, and it's going to be caught by Henley for out number one. So with one away here, Scheffler back out on the mound for Daytona. Cuevas is at the plate. Cuevas jumps out of the way on that first pitch. He's ahead over 1-0. Second pitch from Scheffler misses low again. Cuevas ahead. Two balls and no strikes. A tough eighth inning for the Mets after the two runs scored by Daytona. And the Mets still behind by four runs. And now Cuevas lines a ball into center field. Henley racing back. He's going to make the catch about a step or two before the trap. Pretty hard hit ball there by Gerardo Cuevas. 104.8 off the bat. But only 21 degree launch angle. It ends up as a line out to Henley. So two up, two down. And now Trey Snyder at the plate. He'll take a first pitch too high. Snyder, who made that excellent diving stop to get the out at first base in that eighth inning. 1-0, and this one misses. No, does find the bottom of the zone for a strike. Just catching the bottom of the zone. 1-1 pitch. Snyder, a big cut, may have gotten a piece of it. Strike two. Scheffler ahead here against Snyder. A 1-2 pitch misses outside. Count even up at two apiece. Snyder awaits the 2-2. And a swing and a miss there for strike three. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mets. We head to the ninth. Daytona looking to add on to their four-run lead here at Clover Park. new pitcher on here for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Chandler Marsh. He has been absolutely electric every time he has entered the game for the St. Lucie Mets, holding a zero ERA. He's had just one base runner so far this season, which came on a walk, has not given up a hit yet here in 2025. There's a line drive, and that's through for a base hit. Oh, the announcer's jinx got Marsh there. It's the first base hit he has given up. It has reached safely, and yet again, the Tortugas with a leadoff base runner, this time on a single. And now it'll be Graham next up here for Daytona. Ground ball, that one's through for a base hit. And it's back-to-back singles. So two base hits quickly from Daytona. Something we have never seen before yet this season. They are on top of Marsh. They've not given up a hit coming into this game. Timeout here taken by Espinoza. Daytona trying to pad their lead a little even more. They lead it by four. Ground ball here. Snyder racing in. He flips to second for one. The throw to first. It's in time. A beautifully turned double play. And just like that, there are two away in the inning. And there is the stuff we have come to know from Chandler Marsh. Gets a ground ball, and Snyder makes a nice play to help turn it into two outs. So next up will be Nick Crystal, who is having a great day. 1-for-3 at the plate, thrown out a couple of runners defensively. And he lines this first pitch into right field. It's going to fall, though, right to Cuevas, who will make the catch for out number three. So Marsh may have given up the two base hits, but he still throws up another scoreless inning. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. The Mets will try to pull off a magical comeback down four. New pitcher on here for the Daytona Tortugas to try and close this one out. It is Victor Diaz. He will face the St. Lucie Mets here in the bottom of the ninth. Mets trail by four. They'll need a lot to try and make a comeback here. And leading it off will be Kevin DeVincenzo. And he flies the first pitch he sees into center field. Henley in to make this catch, and that is out number one. Final line for Scheffler, two innings, four hits. Mets are able to score three runs off of them. No walks, two strikeouts. But the unfortunate eighth inning, the Mets gave up two, and that extended the lead back to four. Swing and a miss here from Will Hoyt, behind 0-1 to Diaz. Will Hoyt one for two. 0-1 pitch, check swing in off of him, and that's a foul ball. So Will Hoyt has fallen behind 0-2. Diaz will come set. 0-2 pitch. It's fouled straight back over the top of Clover Park. Chicken Jockey continues to rain on here at Clover Park. I know why it's being played so much. 0-2 pitch. This is high, and that's gone to 1-2. It's because our showrunner Phil is in doing the sound today. And he loves that kind of stuff. So I know he's enjoying himself playing that soundbite. 1-2, and a line drive in a left field. This one is going to hook too far foul. And it ends up being a long foul ball for Will Hoyt. Count remains at 1-2. Two from Diaz, and it's a swing and a miss. Will Hoyt down on strikes. And the Mets are down to their last out. Simone Juan, a 1-for-3 so far today, had the big single in the seventh inning. Tried to get the Mets back into this game. Takes the first pitch he sees here from Diaz for strike one. No one pitch, and that misses a little bit too much inside. 1-1. This pitch taken for a strike. Mets down to their last strike of this one. Still down by four. One, two from Diaz. And that misses inside. Tortugas thought they might have had strike three. Stefano actually racing in from shortstop, tapping his head. He wanted the challenge. It was well inside, so it would have been a loss. Simone fights this one off. And the count even at 2-2 here. The only pitchers and batters and catchers are the ones that are allowed to challenge pitches. Infielders can't do it. Really not wise for them to do it. They have a much tougher view. 2-2 in the dirt, and the count has run full now on Simone Juan. And Tortuga is really good with their challenges today. They are 3-0. And those three challenges, which were won by mere inches. Swing and a miss for strike three, and that will end the ball game. Simone Juan is down on strikes. Let's go down 1-2-3 in the ninth, and the Tortugas will win game six here in the series finale on this Sunday afternoon. Mets do win the series 4-2, and the silver lining for the Mets is the Palm Beach Cardinals did also lose their game on this Sunday afternoon, so they'll stay one game back of them in the East Division. So Tortugas win it 8-4 on 10 hits, 1 error. Mets 7 hits, 3 errors. And they form that high five line just over the pitcher's mound in the win here on Sunday. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up here for you on the postgame show. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the postgame show on this Sunday afternoon. Tortugas win it by a final score of 8-4. Your winning pitcher in this one for the Tortugas is Machuchka, and the losing pitcher is Nate Dome. Let's go to the highlights of this one. Well, the Mets trailing 1-0 early, but A.J. Ewing with an RBI base hit, able to get Ronnie Mauricio in to score to tie the game early. In 1-1, Mauricio was really good in this one, had the single to lead off the game in his first rehab appearance. With the game tied at 1, Daytona eventually took a 2-1 lead. Here's a really nice catch by Cuevas in right field, slid in into foul territory to scoop that one and keep it close. But then in the fifth inning, Daytona gets this ball to fall right in front of Ivicencio. The throw home can't get there, and Daytona started to extend their lead. They would eventually lead 3-1. Here's a throw home from Trey Snyder. On first look, maybe thought it was the right decision, but it was a close play at home. Gutierrez couldn't quite squeeze it. Daytona started to run away with it. Franklin Gomez, a great comeback for him into the season. 3 strikeouts in his first inning. And then the Mets, down 6-1, started to put a couple of runs back on the board, trying to make their comeback. And then a big hit here from Marco Vargas, which cleared the bases on a 2-RBI double coming in for Ronnie Mauricio. And then this one from Daytona just off the top of that wall. Thought maybe it was a home run. It stayed in. Instead, it was just a 2-RBI double. A nice double play here turned by the Mets for Chandler Marsh. And they're not able to make any magic in the ninth, so that's how we end it, with the Mets falling to the Tortugas 8-4. Adam, overall, a good homestand for the Mets. They're not able to close it out on maybe the positive note that they wanted, but still a good week overall.
Yeah, the Mets, they went 3-3 in Lakeland a couple weeks ago, and they felt like they should have won that series. They were playing good baseball, and they carried that over at home. They went 4-2 last week against Tampa. They went 4-2 this week against Daytona. Look, anytime you can start stacking up series victories, that's a good thing. We know this is a very competitive league this season. Doesn't look like any team is really going to blow any other team out of the water. So the Mets just keep stacking wins, keep winning at home, win series, and they're going to wind up in a good spot. And it can't all be, you know, perfectly painted pictures, and it wasn't today, but still some good things from the offense coming alive late in the game. We saw some the Chandler Marsh again worked out of his first jam of the season, only threw 4 pitches. Franklin Gomez, good to see him with the uptick in velocity returning to St. Lucie. So even though the things didn't go that well today, you're right, Jake. On the whole, a good week here at Clover Park and a really good homestand heading into that big series next week against the Cardinals.
A lot of positives, and they still win this series 4-2. And now they will face off against those Palm Beach Cardinals. And after the off day on Monday, that's looking to be a big series, especially with Palm Beach losing. And they're still just 1 game back here
Yeah, so both St. Lucie and Palm Beach lose today, so they remain just one game separated. And, yeah, it's going to be just the 22nd game of the season starting on Tuesday, and it's only a three-game series against the Cardinals, but it feels like this is the first big competitive series for a divisional-type matchup that the Mets are going to have since they won the championship in 2022. We're very much looking forward to bringing it to you radio only. Hopefully you choose to listen on live instead of watching on the Palm Beach broadcast, but either way, it'll be fun.
It will be a fun one. You can tune on stluciemets.com. That's going to do it for us here in this one, though. Final score, Tortugas win it 8-4, but the Mets win the series here at Clover Park 4-2. For Jake Ricker, for Adam McDonald, I'm Jake Ricker, and thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast and our whole crew, and we will see you in the next one. Have a great rest of your day, and go Mets.